Welcome to Spirits Podcast, a boozy dive into mythology, legends, and folklore. Every week, we pour a drink and learn about a new story from around the world. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Julia.
And this is episode 152, Creepy or Cool, live from the Bell House.
Man, the Bell House show is so good. Editor Eric just sent me a message being like, wow, I forgot how funny this was. And it made me smile with such delight.
It was so lovely. For those who may not know, the Bell House is like an iconic venue for live podcasting. Maybe just those of us in New York, but like years and years ago, like Eric and I saw Thrilling Adventure Hour live at the Bell House. And like Julie and I have gone to see shows live at the Bell House. And it's just, it's like Carnegie Hall, you know, it's like Radio City Music Hall. To us, it's just one of those venues, and being able to do Multitude Live there and have such a fun time and like look out over a crowd of people under this like extremely rustic ceiling that I have stared up at so many times from the audience was mind-blowing, and it's super fun, and we're so excited to share it with you.
Yeah, it was absolutely wonderful. It's probably one of those experiences that's going to be ingrained in my mind for the rest of my life, which is wild, just a wild concept.
It's amazing. I remember like every moment of it. And Julia absolutely kicked ass preparing this presentation. It was so funny. There were slides up behind us, which we will share the images, by the way, that we were looking at on our Instagram at Spirits Podcast. Go ahead and check it out there. But she described it. She was hilarious. She was wearing a great top. Great jokes. Your timing with the slides was amazing. You're like a veritable TED speaker, Julia.
I'm just blushing. Don't make me cry on microphone. Unacceptable.
You were so great, and I'm so proud of you, and I cannot wait for everybody to know how wonderful this was.
Thank you. Do you know who else is wonderful? Not me.
Is it our newest patrons?
Yes, it is.
Hannah, Lindsay, Jordy, Talia, Emma, Candy, Shira, Jason, and Luke, welcome. You are joining the wonderful sequin crop topped ranks of our supporting producer level patrons. Philip, Julie, Alpha Dogs, Deborah, Molly, Megan, Skyla, Samantha, Sammy, Josie, Neil, Jessica, and Phil Fresh. And our legend level patrons, Morgan, Emily, James, BM Me Up, Scotty, Audra, Chris, Mark, Ayla, Cody, Mr. Folk, Sarah, and Jack Marie.
Even if you don't think you look good in a sequined crop top, you do.
Hell yeah, you do.
So Amanda, for this live show, we were drinking beer backstage because the venue was kind enough to supply us with some. But for this episode, I want to encourage everyone to like make a big punch bowl and then like try to play your own version of Creepy or Cool. Either you can play it with the slides that we provided on Instagram, or you can make your own. It's a lot of fun. You just have people over, have a blast. It might just be your most memorable Halloween. Who knows?
That's so fun. And honestly, as we all know, creepiness and coolness are year-round very fun. So you can do this really anytime. It's like those, you know, like drunken PowerPoint presentations that people do sometimes. But in this case, you get to share something and be fun and look up like yokai or Pokemon or historical figures or whatever it is you want to do. And we would love to see your version of Creepy or Cool on Instagram or Twitter. Tag us at Spirits Podcast.
Absolutely. Please do it. I would love to see your versions or just how your friends react to it. That'd be a lot of fun. Amanda, I want to hear what you've been listening to, reading, or watching lately. But first, I had to tell you about The Lighthouse.
Plot twist. Tell me all about it.
Oh, The Lighthouse.
You mean
is
the
so
Virginia
good.
Woolf novel, which is kind of about like depression and queerness and marriage?
No, about the movie that just came out.
Oh.
It's the black and white one. Have you watched the trailer for this?
No.
Okay. It is black and white. It is Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe. And
oh my goodness.
They play like early 18th century lighthouse keepers that are stuck on a island lighthouse for 4 weeks by themselves.
Incredible.
And it's just, I've never seen a movie where I just kind of sat down and I was like, I don't know if like this is good. The first 20 minutes I was like, okay, this like seems okay, and then it just grabbed me and didn't let me go. And it was incredible use of sound and imagery, and the last two scenes of the film in particular have really renaissance like mythological, in particular Greek mythological, like parallels that I think are absolutely fantastic. And anyone who enjoys like thrilling horror and listens to this show is really, really, really gonna like it.
That's amazing. I am going to have to see it, I think.
Yes. I know you're not a huge fan of horror, but I think it's really good. And I think that it speaks a lot to how masculinity is a prison. that we're all trying to escape.
That is the surest way to get me to watch pretty much anything.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Now, Amanda, you can tell me your recommendation.
Well, Julia, I'm glad that you had something to recommend as well, because this week I wanted to just endorse a previous recommendation, if I could do that. I recommended the Reluctant Royals series by Alyssa Cole several weeks ago. They're like adult rom-com books. Some might call them romance, but I think they're just rom-coms, but in paper form. And I recommended it after reading the first book in the series, A Princess in Theory, and it was lovely. It's like The Princess Diaries, but like not all white and funny, and they're like modern women, and it's just absolutely wonderful and like emotional. Really deep, and I want to do that again because I finished the series. I read all three novels and two novellas that are currently available.
Dang.
And I'm completely obsessed. They keep getting better, and there is nothing I like more than like Instagram influencer, business owner women who like love each other and their siblings and want to communicate and advocate for themselves in relationships. And I'm honestly like, this is therapy for me, and they are so good. And I think every single conspirator should read the Reluctant Royals series by Alyssa Cole.
That sounds incredible. I'm actually gonna have to pick those up.
Yeah, they're extremely good. One of the like novellas that sort of happened between the major novels has a woman who owns like a black women nerd like website, where like a community website that grew into her full-time job, and she falls in love with a like full-time streamer and escape room game designer, and I was just like, oh my god, wait, it's for me, it's so good.
I love it. I absolutely adore it. Ah, so cute.
Well, we hope that you love this episode. We hope also that you check out again at Spirits Podcast on Instagram so you can see the slides to which Julia was referring. They're also beautiful. So go on over there, check out the images, and listen along to Creepy or Cool, which is episode 152, live from the Bell House.
Right now, we're going to have something from Spirits.
Hello, my name is Julia Schaffini. As you can tell, that fact that I am slightly tipsy and also wearing sequins, I'm going to be doing something a little bit different today. I'm going to be hosting a game show. Welcome to Creepy or Cool. The point of the game is to determine whether or not a creature from mythology or folklore is creepy or cool. I'm going to invite my co-hosts onto the stage, Amanda McLaughlin and Eric Schneider.
Hello.
Take a seat. Thank you.
I spun around there a lot.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Ooh, such an active stage.
Now, Amanda and Eric, I know that from years and years of us doing Spirits at this point, you have learned very much about things that are creepy and also cool.
Yeah, we like both.
Mm-hmm. But I wanted to really create a competitive nature for this game show.
Friendship, but where someone wins.
Yeah. So I asked you guys to bring on some contestants with you. So can you introduce your teammates for me, please? Amanda, you first.
Yes, I would love to bring out an employee who always listens to me, Brandon Grugel.
I'm very pliable.
And I would like to bring out someone who isn't exactly me, but a lot of people think he is, Eric Silver. We're different people. Stop adding us about the wrong podcast on Twitter.
Look, they're both in the same place at the same time.
See, you can tell. We're different people.
We're different.
All right, gang. So here are the rules. I'm going to show you a creature from mythology or folklore that is either creepy or cool. Okay. You are going to determine whether or not that creature is creepy or cool. The reasoning is arbitrary as hell. Oh, good.
I didn't know that part.
Way to set the ground rules already, Julia.
You're welcome. So I'm going to give you the name of the creature and then a physical description. I will then reveal photos of the creature. You will then...
Hold on, I have a question.
Yes.
Photos or drawings?
Because
there's
illustrations.
It's a very different podcast. Because there's a very different... Those are very different but important in this instance.
Illustrations.
Here's a photo of a unicorn.
We'll fix it in post.
Right. This smudge from the Pacific Northwest definitely lives outside my house.
Can I get through the rules, please?
Yes.
I will survey you guys, get your opinions. I will then give you additional information about the creature, and then you will decide whether or not it is creepy or cool. I will reward points to people who guess correctly, and also points if I think you're funny.
They're done for.
Did Schneider get any points for that, or just...
No.
Cool, great.
All right, so we're going to start now. Their first creature is the Takanuedo. So the Takanuedo is typically dressed like a monk, mostly humanoid, occasionally portrayed as having one eye instead of two.
Ah.
Are we ready for photos now?
Oh, no.
Which eye?
It doesn't matter.
Which eye?
Cyclops, motherfucker.
There's one.
I was just looking at Punchbag Sid, and he had an eye patch on.
No, you're done.
You okay, start makes, with... Please.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Photos.
Okay, all right.
So the left eye, probably.
Oh, it's the left eye.
Yeah,
definitely.
Left eye.
So, also, more information.
Always
usually
pink.
Confronts people in dark alleys while the person isn't looking. When the person raises their head to look at him, he increases in size at the same time and the same speed as the person looks up, growing giant.
I love him. He's my son. He's very cool.
Okay.
Look how adorable he is. He has his bathrobe on.
Mm-hmm,
he,
mm-hmm.
His toes are manicured in a distinctive way. If not the way I would do mine. And I like his little ears.
All right. Any other thoughts from Team McLaughlin?
Cool as hell. Look at that pattern on the robe.
All right. Very good.
I would wear that.
He has an underrobe and an overrobe.
Cool as hell.
Cool as hell.
Team Eric's, what are your thoughts?
So wait, I have a quick question.
Okay.
So you said he grows in size as you look up at him?
Yes, so if
so
you
if
start
you just
in
keep
here,
looking
he just,
up,
gets,
he just
bigger.
Keeps getting tough.
Yep.
That's terrifying. That's creepy. Everything else about him I like, though. Great beard. As they said, the fashion sense is very good.
I would say that if I wanted to play a pickup basketball game, like he could fill any spot. Like I could look at him right in the eyes and be like, I want you to be the same size as me. And
I mean, look at this defensive position. He's like,
yeah, and then you look up and you're like, oh, I want you to be very large. Thank you, Roy Hibbert.
All right, so
what happens when he goes 30 feet though and he's way too far above the hoop?
Brandon, you don't know anything about basketball. That sounds amazing.
Furthermore,
it's like you haven't even watched the 10 times of Space Jam I told you to watch.
Oh my God. Furthermore, this is our mythology podcast, so let's keep it mythological. Talk about queer librarians. Talk about good omens.
Thank you.
We know our audience here.
You're just pandering to the crowd now, ma'am, and I don't appreciate it.
I sure am.
Can you give me your final decision, Team McLaughlin?
Cool.
Team Eric's.
I think we're going cool as well.
Yeah.
The Takanuedo.
Cool.
Yeah, let's go.
So reasons why he is cool. He's a big boy, always perfect size for hugs. In mythology, he's easily defeated by carrying around a measuring tape or a ruler.
My one weakness.
Honestly,
yardstick.
Same.
Also, he just likes to scare folks instead of killing him.
I think that's great.
No, right? He's just a lovable trickster. We're going to move on to our next one, which is the Durampo.
Great name.
So the Rampo, yeah, like these stories come out of North Africa and India. It is described as having the head of a hare, human ears, a skeleton-like body, and the front arms of a badger and rear legs of a bear.
That's too many things.
No, I'm not going to look at
it. Too many things in one thing.
Wow.
I was so on board as you got to like skeleton body, like, okay, I'd swipe on him, but then you're like, badger arms. I'm like, no, sir.
I'm just confused because like...
That's him.
No.
Oh, he's smaller than I thought he would be.
Oh.
Don't want to look.
Oh, I was expecting like an exposed rib
cage. Amanda, it's not bad.
Body.
He's approximately the size of a large dog. Like a Newfoundland.
I'm sorry, do you people not see the spikes on his back?
But
what do you mean? Oh.
Some more information about him. He only feeds on human corpses.
But doesn't kill them.
Corpses, though.
But doesn't
corpses.
Kill them.
And Eric and I
Rambo apologists over here.
Yeah. Doesn't kill the corpses.
It has the ability to change colors and blend in with its surroundings, and it's known to make a crooning cry.
A crooning cry?
Crooning, like who?
Oh, like
Sinatra.
Precisely. So I
fly me to the moon and give me all your dead people.
He looks kind of like a balding porcupine, and I think that's kind of adorable.
All right. So, Team McLaughlin, can I get your final thoughts before you vote?
I think
please?
This is pretty cool. What
you,
do you
think it's pretty cool?
Yeah.
I think so creepy? As well. The ears are a little bit creepy, but he also just looks like a grandpa. And I think that's pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
He looks like a grandpa. A hot take. Like, grandpas are cool.
Like big ears, balding, just like yeah. I don't know.
Are we going with Team
like
cool?
Sing Frank Sinatra to you?
All right.
Let's go with cool.
Cool. All right.
I ate them my way.
Can I get your vote, please, sirs?
I think we're gonna. No, I have one. Can I ask one question? Are those whiskers on the picture on the left, or
yes.
is that like the remains of a person?
No,
eating?
It's like It's like a mole whiskers.
Okay, because he doesn't have them in this one.
I understand. Okay. Okay. Two different artist renditions.
We're going to go creepy.
Okay.
Yeah, especially this one.
That one's oh, nice.
Your teammate seems to disagree with you.
I liked him.
Look, you can like creepy stuff. That's the whole show.
That's true. Eating that's true. Eating bodies and
he got you there. I do appreciate
being
that
part of the Rat Pack
cycle.
Is creepy.
Yeah.
All right, 100%.
So being part of the Rat Pack definitely a side of your
McLaughlin
creep.
Team cool. You guys team creepy?
Yeah.
All right. Cool
as hell.
Yes. So, sure, it eats human corpses, but it's helping the
that's
environment.
That's what I said.
Also, he has a great singing voice. Soft crooning. What's not to love? There is dissension in the ranks of the Erics.
I just like, what was the point of me breaking out that extremely good Frank Sinatra impression?
Okay. Modern interpretations say, it's just a very large porcupine. We're moving on to the Asherai Yashiki, which is, in translation, it is Japanese, in case anyone's wondering. It comes from foot-washing manor. It is just an enormous foot that breaks through the ceiling of houses. It's usually filthy, covered in blood or dirt.
No, fuck yeah.
Creepy. No.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, fuck yeah. Yep.
No. Absolutely
okay. Wait, wait. I have a quick...
Eric, sit down.
5,000%.
This is gonna... We're locking it cool already. But has anyone played the Nintendo Entertainment System game Snake, Rattle, and Roll?
No.
Does anyone know this game?
Probably
no. Not, because our audience skews much younger than me. It's a great game, and this is definitely an enemy in it. You play as a snake, and you gotta hop around this isometric board and climb a mountain, and there is a giant foot that'll just come down from the sky and stomp on you. And that game was probably developed in Japan, because it was early NES.
Probably.
So that's probably this guy.
Eric, are you playing as a snake?
No, you're playing as a snake. You gotta collect little pellets.
As the foot?
It's a great game.
Okay, no, so if you're foot. Playing as the snake, what if it's just a foot?
That's fair. But, like, it's a big foot.
Okay.
It's a big foot.
Right. Team McLaughlin, okay, what
I
are
like
your
the
thoughts?
Foot.
I hate this. Feet are bad. Everyone knows feet are bad.
Yes.
Everyone would rather not have feet. So
yeah.
Creepy.
That was my...
It's very
Brandon,
true.
This is why I picked you. You agree with me.
Yes.
And I agree that I don't even want my own feet.
No.
While I do appreciate the reference to vintage Monty Python... My dad's in the house. Thank you, Dad, for showing me nice things when I was young. I hate feet. I hate dirt. I hate people breaking my roof that costs like $10,000 to repair.
Would we like some quick additional information before we make our final decisions?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so the foot crashes through the ceiling. It booms in a demanding voice. Wash my foot!
No!
If no. Ignored, it will thrash about, destroying the house. This is anti-feminist. I don't need this.
Who said the foot was male?
You know the foot's male, Eric.
She's got you there. Team McLaughlin, what is your vote?
Creepy.
All right. Team Eric's, what is your vote?
It's extremely cool.
Okay.
I'm with it. We're going
okay.
Cool. You know, the first two have been cool.
Mm-hmm.
So it's unlikely that the third will also be cool. But
I'm following my heart.
But I like this guy.
All right. Well, creepy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair.
It's
sir,
like
this is my house. This is not a foot spa. Sir, excuse me.
This is an Arby's.
Please don't damage my house. I'm so poor and I need my security deposit back. And you can just ask. Demands get you nowhere. Don't yell at me. Totally agree.
But what if foot good?
Foot not good. Foot covered in blood and
but
dirt.
But what if foot good?
The next one is the Akaname, which, again, Japanese. Thank you for asking. The translation is... filth liquor. It is described as a small goblin-like size of a child or smaller, usually naked with greasy, slimy hair and skin. The colors range from mottled green to ruddy pink. Ugh. That's the worst version of both of those colors.
Oh, no.
Oh.
That's
oh,
bad.
Yikes.
Team McLaughlin, thoughts, please.
Okay, so my first thought was, maybe this is a Roomba who is my perfect cleaning son, and I love him.
Mm-hmm.
I love watching him go. I love watching him eat up all my dirt. It's adorable. I love it so much.
Does Roomba have a tongue?
No. That's where you lost me. Roomba does not have greasy hair. Roomba's not the size of a child. And this
it's
tongue...
like the size of an infant, what, let's be real.
What if Roomba size a child?
A I big would Roomba. Still, I, would, what if... I would ride him and love him like a Zamboni.
Okay.
He was the size of a child?
Team Eric's, your thoughts real quick,
yeah,
please.
This one's bad. That one's way worse.
My favorite part of Spirits is when Eric comes on and Julia tells him something nasty and he says, no.
It's bad.
And I think I think I'm getting this right now. I also would like to say, no.
All right. So more information. They inhabit dirty homes and public bathhouses. They only appear when owners show a lack of sanitary discipline, and they're known to spread disease like rats.
So he is not here to clean it. He's
eating off of your floors. Your gross floors.
So he's just like, he's like a result of dirt.
So here's the thing I'm coming up against. Amanda and I would never see this abomination.
Yes.
In our homes. No. So.
Nor would me or Eric.
Yeah, I don't think this would happen. In any of our homes. This is very gross.
I think it's creepy, no doubt about it, though I appreciate that someone is drawn to the filth of the world. Like, that's fine. There's, you know,
so your vote is environment. Creepy.
No, I'm going to be creepy.
Okay.
I can just imagine that there's, like, someone walking around New York who's, like, the Akiname commissioner. He's like, oh, hey, you got some Akiname here. Got to clear that up. Just put a bug bomb in there and just clear it right out.
So
that's $600.
I think we got to go creepy, right?
That's creepy.
It's definitely
real.
Creepy.
That's too real.
It's definitely creepy.
Cool.
What?
Oh, no. Julia.
Julia, this is way more about you than this game.
He is here to encourage you to clean your bathroom. He's trying to get you to do your goddamn chores.
I don't need a child-sized goblin to get me to clean my bathroom.
He's also shy and won't bother you at all. He's going to avoid you as best he can.
Fair.
Like a cockroach. Better.
You know what everyone, you know what all every New Yorker says about a cockroach? Cool.
Also, you know, hey, honestly, he's not going to show up unless your bathroom's dirty, so why bother? He's fine. He knows his boundaries.
You weren't kidding about how arbitrary this was.
I respect your authority, Madam Overlord.
Yeah, I was unsure that I was whether or not we're gonna get some of these right or wrong. This one, I was like, we're definitely both right on this one.
I was trying to see like how much of a judge you would be, like if you're gonna be like a fair judge, but I'm like, you're full on like YA dystopian novel judge. You have your
Bring
spangles.
Hunger Games style.
It's true.
Stanley Tucci would wear this outfit, and I would love to see that. We are so sorry to interrupt the game, but we have to tell you about the sponsors who help make the show possible. First, we are sponsored this week by Stitch Fix. It is so happily sweater weather, and I love wearing my beautiful, colorful sweaters that I have gotten in years past from Stitch Fix. Genuinely, the two that I get the most compliments on, I'm just like, it's Stitch Fix, thanks. And they were affordable. They fit me. They came right to my door. I did not have to go into a, you know, shopping mall or giant, like, big box store and try on sweaters and get my hair all messed up. I could do it in the comfort of my own home because Stitch Fix sends your favorite clothing, shoes, and accessories directly to you. A personal stylist pairs your brand, your body, and your budget with the clothes available to them. There is no subscription required, though you can get automatic shipments. They also have free shipping, exchanges, and returns. Now, if you keep even anything from the box that they send you, the $20 styling fee is automatically deducted toward whatever it is that you end up purchasing. So if you keep even one thing, then it's completely free as a service with shipping, exchanges, and returns all free as well.
Yeah, so you can get started today at stitchfix.com/spirits, and you can get 25% off if you keep everything in your box.
That's stitchfix.com/spirits for 25% off when you keep everything they send you. stitchfix.com/spirits.
So Amanda, we're actually hosting my brother-in-law for his birthday, and
aww.
I don't really want to cook, so you know who I'm going to hit up?
Is it DoorDash?
I am. I'm going to hit up DoorDash. So DoorDash is incredible. They connect you with all of your favorite restaurants in your city area. Ordering is super easy. You just open the DoorDash app, you choose what you want to eat, and then the food is delivered to you wherever you are, in which case, my house. So not only does it have that awesome pizza place that's down the street that I'm going to be ordering from, but they have over 340,000 restaurants in 3,300 cities. So you can always find a new favorite. They also have door-to-door delivery in all 50 states and in Canada. And you can order your favorite national chains as well, like Chipotle, Wendy's, Cheesecake Factory. Amanda loves a Cheesecake Factory.
Love that.
So don't worry about dinner. Let dinner come to you with DoorDash. So right now, our listeners can get $5 off their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code SPIRITS.
That is $5 off your first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app from the App Store and enter promo code SPIRITS.
Yep. Don't forget, that is the promo code SPIRITS for $5 off your first order from DoorDash.
And finally, we are brought to you by me not having pinching back pain during this recording, aka Third Love. Now, I have a ton of adorable t-shirts that I like to wear, but my most comfortable bra is like magenta. So I was like, oh no, I need some bras that are not magenta that I can wear with my cute white tees. And Third Love came through for me. Their t-shirt bra is absolutely wonderful. There's so much to love about Third Love. They have like half size cups because not everybody works with the standard like A to F cup size. It's also super convenient. So you can use Third Love's online fit finder to let them know not just what size are you, but like, is the cup too big? Do the straps fall down? Does the band pinch or does it move up your back? All the little ways in which getting a custom bra fit to you is amazing, you can also get, but from the comfort of your own home with Third Love.
Yep, because at Third Love, there is a perfect bra for you, for everyone. And so right now they are offering our listeners 15% off your first order.
That is 15% off your first order at thirdlove.com/spirits. And there's also a perfect fit promise. So even if you wear it, wash it, and end up not liking the bra, you can return it within 60 days, no questions asked. If you do, Third Love also washes that bra and donates it to someone in need, which is dope.
Yeah, thanks, Third Love. Again, that's thirdlove.com/spirits for 15% off today.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
All right, our next creature is the Myling.
Myling.
So this is from Scandinavian folklore. They are phantasmal or shadowy forms of a small child or infant.
Always a small child. Forget.
Ooh. No. I'm sorry. These drawings are cool as hell. What are you guys talking
awesome.
About?
Okay, that's a Pokemon before you get the Silphscope.
Yeah,
that's Kibon's mother.
Yeah, like right before you can see the ghost.
Right.
Absolutely. That's literally what that is.
So that's fine.
So
that's not as good.
They are specifically the souls of unbaptized babies forced to roam the earth until they can persuade someone to give them a proper burial.
Scandinavia always be unbaptized baby ghosts. Come on.
So I don't want to play
they'll
anymore.
Usually attempt weirdly to not get the first time it's come up. To carry them to a nearby graveyard.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Aww.
So it's just a soul of like Jewish and Muslim babies. So like they're just fucking chilling. Great. Perfect.
All right.
I love it. That's perfect.
Team McLaughlin, thoughts?
Circumstances are creepy. The rendering is cool. I think they are sweet and need protection. It's going to go cool.
Yeah, okay. Super cool.
Team Eric's.
Where are you going?
Jewish babies. Cool.
Okay, I can't tell. Are you saying cool or are you saying?
I'm saying super cool.
Okay.
All right.
I defer to this guy.
Cool and cool, all right?
Cool and cool.
Yeah.
It's creepy!
You are going to be creepy.
Julia!
All children are creepy. Welcome to Spirits Podcast!
Should we leave, do you think?
If a traveler refuses to carry them, they'll jump on their backs until they get heavier and heavier, and they'll sink the traveler into the ground, suffocating them.
That's no good.
See, a lot of details were left out before we made our decision.
If they fail to carry the Myling to the graveyard, they'll just kill them in a rage.
Same.
Worst toddler ever.
And that's a very high bar.
Yeah. Ooh. Terrible threes, more like terrible infinity.
Oh no.
Next, we're going to go to the Aposha. This is also from Japan. It resembles a large red oni or demon. It has thick, dark, kelp-like hair and is usually wearing the clothes of a workman.
Okay. I like that. I like this one. Yeah.
He just looks.
You said there were no real life photos in here.
Sorry. I did not. You guys were like rendering. So I was like, yeah, sure, whatever.
He just stars in a Bon Jovi song. He's like, a poster used to work on the docks.
Hold on. What are the odds it's going to be on Showtime on the subway?
Probably not. It's from Japan.
He's at a subway station.
Also, probably not, because they only appear on land once a year during the first full moon of the Lunar New Year. They crawl out of the sea, banging on iron kettles, and go from house to house demanding food and threatening children.
This sounds like a guy that definitely would be here.
Sure.
You're very close to the sea.
Yeah, they're coming out of
you
the sea.
You have a great because way they used to get work from house to house.
Mm-hmm.
They come out of the sea because they used to work on the docks. And the union man on strike. They're down on this luck. So tough.
Okay.
So tough.
The third recording.
T. McLaughlin, I need your first thoughts.
Is this just bad Santa? Like, what's happening?
Yeah, it kind of is reverse Santa.
Reverse Santa. Like, he's actually also inside out.
Oh, that's bad.
Like, look at this thing.
You know, the kelp hair reminds me of the kelpie, which is an extremely scary wet horse that comes out of the lakes in Scotland.
So wet.
And when kids go to pet him, like, oh my gosh, cute horse, I love him. They stick to him and then get dragged into the lake and drown.
Wait, isn't a kelpie one of the spirits pins that you're selling outside?
No, it's not.
No, that's a selkie.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
That's the seal one.
That's a sexy seal. It's great.
Sexy seal.
You should go buy them.
Okay.
Fern is kawaii.
I think it's scary. I don't like any image of anything, just like walking out of the sea en masse. Mm-hmm. Don't like it.
Going creepy?
Gonna go creepy.
All right. Team Eric's.
I think we're going to go cool.
All right.
I mean, he's just a musician trying to get by, it looks like. And... And, like, this guy, with just, like, a bit less of a creepy grin, is just a cool Miyazaki character.
That's true.
I like him.
Showtime, folks.
Going cool,
Showtime.
All right. The answer is cool.
Cool.
The first one we've won, I think.
We got to hold on to what we got.
So the apostia translates to...
How many more you got?
Give me mochi. So he's just here to teach your kids some manners, because when he arrives, he asks if the kids are being ill-mannered, and if they say... Yes, they'll take him back to the sea with him, to his, like, weird kingdom under the sea. The parents then assure the yokai that their kids are being good, and they give him mochi, like those little sweet rice
the most
cakes.
Adorable emoji.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So he's just trying to be a basic, like, scared straight program. It's all good.
This is totally reverse Santa.
Yeah.
Instead of leaving you nothing if you're bad, he takes you if you're bad.
Also, he works for dessert, which, like, same. So the next one is the Ashimagari, which is also Japanese. So this creature has no physical appearance, but it is a phenomenon of something soft wrapping around your legs so you can't move.
Oh, no.
So, like, an extremely good blanket? Ooh. No, that's not what it is.
Now, hold on.
Those two things are different.
Yes, they are.
One of these
is it creepy or cool?
It's hard, Julia.
This one's tough.
What's going on with the one on the right? Like,
I didn't draw it.
I mean, he definitely just vaped. That's for sure.
100% vapes, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, Team McLaughlin, can I get your thoughts, please? Actually, no, let me give you some more information first.
Yes. Yeah.
So this only happens at night, but it can happen anywhere, in your house, walking the streets at night, etc. It is
You're
said to be associated
nowhere.
With the trickster spirit, Tanuki.
I think it's hard enough for me to get through a day without tripping and falling, that I do not need assistance in doing that more.
Okay.
Now, here's where I'm getting tripped up a little bit. If the feet were wearing, like formal shoes, mm-hmm. it would be a very different vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's like flip-flops and like a half-stoned furry thing,
okay.
I'm exceedingly into this creature.
I do, even though I don't love the effect, I do kind of love him.
Yeah.
Also, I cannot sneeze. It can't be allergic if it's invisible and has no physical form.
That's a very good point.
Team allergies, we say cool?
I think we say cool.
All right. Team Eric's.
I like him. He seems really chill.
Can I make a counterpoint?
Yeah, okay. Make
Uh-oh,
he's bad socks.
Oh, bad socks.
All right. Interesting
choice.
So
I would say creepy, personally.
I don't know. I'm torn.
I'll defer to you. I sang, so that one's...
So I got to give it to you.
I mean, I think
creepy.
I'll go with creepy.
So.
I bet there's some really dark shit
Ashimagiri.
That he gets up to.
Cool. So it's kind
That's
of like
a
having a ghost cat. It's adorable even if you can't see it.
Doesn't make me sneeze.
You can just pet the cute thing, and eventually it'll probably let you go. It's a soft friend that you get to visit at night.
No, that sentence makes me feel like it's creepy. You see.
Also, after the initial shock, soft things are always good. It's basically a pet without pet hair. That's it. Probably
you can just get a dog that
only stopping
shed.
You in order to get pets.
We it don't need. Pets. What was that one that was a Roomba?
The Akiname.
We don't need them.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right. We are getting down to our final ones. The next one is Erkitu, which is from Sardinian tradition. Basically, it is either just a white ox with two large horns, or a half man, half ox.
Those two things are very different.
Which half?
Which half?
Which
those
half?
Two things are different.
Oh, no.
calm
it down.
We,
so we have a... We have a Where the Wild
it's
Things Are cast off here on the
yes,
left.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then we have Sexy Bull Guy from Deviant Art on the right.
That's the cover of an erotic fiction novel.
I will say
for
there
sure.
are not a lot of primary sources images for this one.
But like the difference is one is man and one is only ox.
Okay. So
do you see the candles?
More information.
Eric?
Yeah, more information.
I want to know about the candles and who these two guys are.
So it started as a man, but was transformed into an ox or a half-ox by demonic forces. It has
which
two
also
like, candles on its horns. What'd you say?
Which also made him hot, yeah. apparently.
Mm-hmm. All demonic things are hot. By just
I mean,
extension.
I would consider it, I'm just saying.
So it has two lit candles on its horns and can only be transformed back into a man if someone can blow them out with one puff or cuts the horns off the head in one precise pattern.
Also... I think you might know this, but like those two methods of turning him back are different.
Yeah. In fact, they are, yes.
Oh man, I
wait, he started as a man
yes.
and then becomes an ox that becomes
yes.
half man, half ox?
Yeah. Well no, it's either depending on the source,
okay.
either full ox or
okay.
sexy half ox.
What do you, hold on, what's the, what do you
I
do?
I thought it was
like
a three-stage Pokemon evolution.
What do you do in life to get like hot, sexy ox? Or just like regular ox.
It just depends on who's writing your story and if they're a furry or not.
Take that. Take that. That's a lesson for all of you to digest and take home.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
While I find the candles exceedingly adorable,
mm-hmm.
I am going to go creepy because much like muscly Jesus, mm-hmm. I just am not here for it. I
okay.
find it very creepy.
All right.
No.
Team Eric's.
We like CrossFit. Ox.
Of course you do. Well, one of the Eric's does.
We think he's good.
Oh, there he goes.
Have you did CrossFit, Eric?
No, but don't say that to all of our friends.
To be fair, Eric Schindler posts about it on Instagram.
And I post about, I don't know, my other roommate's things. Cat.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very cute.
Shout out Toast. Toast made it to the live show, baby.
We're going cool. We're going cool.
Cool. You're going cool. You're going creepy, correct?
Yeah.
Creepy.
We're bad at
so,
this.
Yeah. Some
yes,
context.
This is correct.
It can only get transformed into an ox by committing a serious sin. So it's already a bad dude.
I need more information, Julia.
I can't give it to you. He can do a big roar and it kills people.
Oh, no.
That's cool.
That's
pretty
a
bad
thing to do.
It's pretty badass.
But it is cool. It's not good, but
it's
it is
It's always
cool.
accompanied by demons who prod him with hot skewers.
Oh, that was
oh
his crew.
So it hangs out with the wrong crowd.
Oh.
Oh, all right, yeah. We are on to our last one here.
Okay.
Are we ready for it?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
All right. So
is this one with like a bunch of extra points? So
like
me
all
and
the marbles?
Eric can win?
No.
Because we are losing.
No, because I'm pretty sure you're going to get it. It's the Kudon.
Okay.
So this translates to human cow. Typically, they're born from normal cows and come out as a calf with a human face, but on rare occasions, it comes out as an infant with a cow face.
What if we don't?
What if no?
Are we sure that isn't from King of the Hill?
Never.
What the fuck is that?
You have a microphone at your seat.
I mean...
So here's my problem. You definitely said this would be easy. I don't know what your actual opinion is about
right,
this.
What is the appeal to cool? Let me give you some context information.
It's milk and hamburger plus face.
No!
Okay, hold
that
on.
That was the wrong answer.
Sorry, I was a vegan for 6 years.
All right, so they never live more than a few days.
No!
They are able
Why
to speak human language immediately
ones.
After they're born.
Nope.
And upon being born, they give a prophecy of a major upcoming event, and their prophecies always come true.
That's cool.
No, I hate
the
it.
The rest of it's bad. It's
I
creepy.
Hate it. Definitely
it's
creepy.
100% creepy.
Let's see why.
You're going creepy?
Yes,
of course
sure.
we're going creepy.
Yeah,
Eric, buddy, look at me.
Okay.
Eric, look at me.
Eric.
Eric. Yeah. Eric. Uh-huh. CrossFit Eric, look at me.
Yeah.
Bud.
Uh-huh. It's creepy.
No, sir. I'm the one saying to you, no.
Okay.
He doesn't foretell good things. He's out like, yeah, oh, tomorrow, like the food truck's
cool.
gonna come
I will
in front
say
of your
it
house.
Can foretell
Great Harvest.
Mm. Cool, my corn's gonna come in, but there's cow baby in my stable.
It's definitely bad. It's definitely creepy.
Going with creepy, definitely all right? Creepy, okay. Creepy!
Yeah.
Yes.
We get it.
Look at that fucking face. I don't trust it at all. It just spells disaster. Think about the prophecies for a second. They're usually bad news. Yep. Even if it has good things, it's like the chosen one is coming from that thing. Just think about that. Hearing the chosen one is coming from that fucking face. I'm going to go back to it just so you have to look at it.
Oh, again. Oh. I don't like that Julia figured out how to use the clicker.
Thank you. I did my best.
That thing could provide the meal and also the directions at the same time.
So
foretell a good dinner.
It's like, hey, you're going to have a hearty meal for the rest of your family. Also, pestilence is coming.
Yeah, it's a great harvest, but at what cost? These are the important questions of the age. It's like the worst form of veal. Like, oh, I hate it. It's very bad.
It's very bad. I don't like that we ended on the worst possible thing I've ever seen.
Hey, y'all, what was your favorite?
Yeah.
What was your favorite one?
I liked Soft Ghost Cat.
Ghost Cat.
What'd you like?
I liked Bigfoot.
Bigfoot was good. I like the guy that comes in through the sea. I like that guy a lot. He just
you think Subway performer?
Okay.
Showtime. Really
you like
cool.
Showtime?
I like him. He seemed like a good guy. He seemed like someone you hang out with like once a year, just to kind of like grab drinks when he's in town.
But what if Bigfoot?
So I've tallied the results. Okay. Oh, it was fairly close. Not as close as I expected it to be, but fairly close. And the winner is, and I will be buying some drinks at the bar later, is T. McLaughlin. Thank you, Team Eriks. You did an outstanding job regardless.
We tried.
I will say, I have known Julia since we were 5, so the deck was a little bit stacked. Yeah. Just
I'm also
bit.
On 1/4 of the episodes of Spirit, so I know
you edit every single one, though.
That's true.
Beautiful.
It's right fine. On. I'm extremely talented.
Also, Bigfoot. All right. So I think we are done. Thank you so much for enjoying a game of Creepy or Cool.
Thanks again to our sponsors. At stitchfix.com/spirits, you can get 25% off when you keep your whole box of shoes, clothing, and accessories. On the DoorDash app, you can enter code SPIRITS for $5 off your first order of $15 or more. And at thirdlove.com/spirits, you can get 15% off your first order.